the last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars. Global expertise with local vision. Offices in Dublin, Galway, Limerick and now open in Cork.
Ian Guider from the Business Post is with us. Ian, just how big and profitable is the Paddy Power company Flutter seemingly about to get?
Well, it's going to become extremely profitable because today the management of Flutter were setting out their longer term goals because there's been a lot of activity at the company. We spoke last week about how they bought an Italian business for over 2 billion euro. So they were setting out their financial targets for the next 3 years. And they are saying that by 2027, they are going to treble the company's profits to around $7 billion. Now, they report their earnings in dollars because they are pretty much a US-focused company at this stage, but they believe that the global gambling market is going to grow so quickly over the next couple of years, they'll be able to increase profits, increase revenue, still buy more companies, lower the company's debts, and return money to investors. They put out a couple of figures today, which are truly staggering. They say that by 2027, the global regulated gambling market will be worth around $370 billion. And by that stage, the company's own revenue, based on how quickly it's growing in the United States, in Europe and Australia, will be around $21 billion. And because they're able to make a lot of money out of punters, that's how they get that $7 billion profit figure. It is quite extraordinary, Matt. I use that phrase a lot around gambling and some big companies, but you have to look at how quickly it's growing. They even talked about the United States, which I think even 5 years ago, nobody believed that gambling would be allowed in so many states that it is. They're saying that even the US betting market is 1.5 times bigger than they had anticipated. And while they do have a large share of it right now through its FanDuel business, that will continue to grow. More states will allow gambling. They'll allow online betting, not just on sports, but internet gaming, so casino games. And Paddy Power, or Flutter as it's known, will just continue to take share, grow its revenues, grow its profits, and start returning much more of their money that they're making to businesses. They believe that they're going to have free cash flow of around $2.5 billion every year over the next few years. And they'll use that money. They do pay a dividend, but they'll also start to buy back shares, which is a way of giving money to shareholders who can tender some of their shares or sell them into the market. You know there's a guaranteed buyer, so the price will be there. And also, because there's fewer shares in issue, the remaining shares are worth more. And they'll say they'll spend about $5 billion over the next few years. And it just shows you, Matt, I don't think anybody predicted that gambling, given that we're cracking down on regulating gambling here in Ireland and also in the United Kingdom, everywhere else in the world, are loosening their regulations.
Now, a lot of people predicted that the press-up group of restaurants, hotels and pubs was growing too fast in recent years. And we've seen recently the appointment of receivers to part of the empire, a dramatic change in management, and also essentially new owners taking over. The plans, so maybe are they going a little bit awry? Because I see today news that the three Wagamama restaurants, which would be a well-known franchise the press-up had for Dublin, are to close immediately. What's going on?
Well, they've closed immediately because the new press of management, it's pretty much owned by a London-based investment firm called Cheney Capital now, after its founders, Matt Ryan and Paddy McKillen Jr., stepped back. They were attempting to restructure the group, and it's got various different bars and restaurants around Dublin, but it did have the franchise for Wagamama for one of them, just off St. Stephen's Green, another in the Dundrum Town Centre, and another in Blanchardstown. But today, those three restaurants have closed, with 106 people losing their jobs immediately, because talks between Cheney Capital and the press up management and the UK company that owns Wagamama, it's a business called a restaurant group, they couldn't agree to a restructuring. So the restaurants are closing immediately. Dundrum, how that business reopens will depend on the restaurant group in the UK, because they have the operating license for that, so they can put in another operator or take control of it directly themselves. The suggestion coming from press up about the operations on King Street and in Blanchardstown is that they are the owners of the leases on those buildings, so they might put in another restaurant chain or another bar. They, of course, own the Wow Burger chain, but they closed one of those last week. So it will depend as to what they want to do. Is there a viable future for those two restaurants? Could you put in a new business into it and try and make money? If you're trying to restructure your existing operations, that shows you how difficult the hospitality industry is. And it was also separately reported today that two pubs that were part of the press-up operations, Ashton's in Clonskee in South Dublin and Mars just on Baggot Street in Dublin, the Currency website reporting that they are no longer part of the press-up group. I think they were on the market, those two pubs, for sale over the last number of months. So we can see the press-up empire, which owns many different places, Captain America's, various eateries around Dublin and have been expanding elsewhere, they are suffering a little bit. Costs are an issue. The rents they're exposed to are an issue. So there are some rental agreements that are going through the courts with landlords right now. And it shows you, Matt, all of the hospitality industry are really facing a couple of things. Cost is one of them, but also footfall and traffic going through places is another.
Okay, tell us about a prison sentence in the United States for the former girlfriend of the crypto king, Sam Bankman-Fried.
Yes, Sam Bankman-Fried. He was the man, the crypto king, worth tens of billions of dollars at one stage through his company FTX. He was convicted in the courts last year of operating a fraud and a conspiracy to defraud customers. He received a 20-year jail sentence. But one of the people who gave evidence against him in the trial was Caroline Ellison, who was his girlfriend on and off for a number of years, but she was the chief executive of FTX, and she cut a deal with prosecutors to reduce her sentence if she had testified against him. Well, she had been expected to receive a suspended sentence, but in the courts in New York yesterday, the judge said he took account of everything, but still gave her a 2-year jail term, which she will have to serve. She will be going to a white-collar prison in the United States, but it just shows you that they take this type of crime in America very, very seriously. And there's still the other situation, Matt, which is, even despite Sam Bankman-Fried being convicted, the actual value of cryptocurrency has risen so much, most of the investors who the courts claimed would have lost money are probably going to make a little bit of a profit on their investment.
Okay, we leave it there. Ian Guider from the Business Post, thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.